Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yes. So, I was going to do something, and I'm deciding to do something else. Might be similar things. So I was going to do a review of the conversations by the anti-natalist advocacy channel, I think it's called. Anyway, but I saw in a related video, an interesting video. All right, I had to fix that. Anyway, that's got 589,000 views, titled Walking Away from Marriage, Children, and Other Stuff We're Supposed to Have, by, I don't know how to pronounce it really, Ian Zelginger. Anyway, it's got an awful lot of subscribers. I'll have to see what other videos they've done. But anyway, it sort of reinforces my point that there's a ton of people, lots of people, all right, who are arriving at this decision that life ain't all that, and having kids doesn't seem like a great idea for a lot of reasons. And most of them aren't citing reasons, I guess, directly related to the causes or the reasons I would want people to state it, but it all has a little bit of it in there. It has some of this, you know, I've personally tasted some shitty life and I wouldn't impose it on a dog kind of, you know, attitude. And I certainly think that if somebody did bring up the subject of the cruelty of nature and, the horrible attrition, that most people would agree that something should be done, you know. Now, how far they'll go in that argument, that's up for debate. But the fact that people are don't need a whole bunch of, they don't need a whole support and network for the decision not to have children. It's not like we have to give them candy to have that decision on its own. And that really the arguments that go a step further and make the case for perhaps, you know, all life being a zero-sum or negative-sum game, in the sense that you can't really win, and it always has the price of loser tied to it. So the victories aren't really victories, because there's too much defeat in them. Yeah, okay, something like that. Too much defeat poison in the victory parade. Probably lots of ways to say it. Probably better ways to say it, but you know, that's the way I chose to say it. So anyway, we'll play some of the video. And it starts off with Jordan Peterson, which I just said, oh, this is just too brilliant. So I really love that part of just the idea that these life defenders are so superficial and trivial. And they just make it so obvious, you know, that this is just the old time religion. This isn't anything more than a bunch of people who've had shitty lives and they just resent anyone else who has a better life than they've had. And they're just, you know, trying to sell a used car, a lemon, a pile of crap to a bunch of other people because they did it. You know, they want everybody else to make the same mistakes they've made in life. And it's just because they're cruel and selfish and moronic. They want to pretend they're winning, you know, when they're really pathetic losers. And Jordan Peterson is just so, such a perfect illustration of someone you really wouldn't want to be, pretending to be somebody he thinks somebody would want to be. Yeah, no, I don't want your life. I don't want anything to do with what you are and what you represent or what you've ever said or what you've ever done in your life. I wouldn't want to touch. It's all kind of duty. It's poo.
You want someone you can grow old with? You want someone to be a mother for your children?
Okay, somebody you can grow old with. Yeah, you want to watch the rose fall apart. I mean, is that what, you know, you want to watch actually watch that process, watch it wilt and the petals discolor and then fall off and the whole thing just withers into shit. Oh yeah, that's big fun. Can't wait. just too silly. Who would want that? Who would want to watch that? Who wants to watch somebody grow old and die? You want somebody to be the mother of your children. So why? What does that even mean? Who is he talking to? I guess he's obviously not talking to the mothers of the children. the ones that have to get pregnant. Just so funny. Assuming you want children, again, why would you want them? What are they? What's their utility? Especially for something, it's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a defender of this idea that we're supposed to have these genders, and we're supposed to be so. It's impossible to escape your genderhood and all this kind of crap. And it's just so funny. Why would a male want children? I mean, especially if you have the context of evolution, what do you think? It's somehow it would be a male instinct to know that sex makes children? I mean, come on. Too ridiculous. Too ridiculous a concept that animals know they're making babies? Oh, come on.
Assuming you want children, and if you don't want children, well, you probably will. And
all the people that have kids when they're young, okay? I mean, what, 90% of the population is produced by somebody under 18 or something like that? I mean, come on, the statistics are incredible that most kids are an accident, a mistake of youth, of bad judgment. They're not on purpose, deliberate, well thought out, well planned pregnancies. So again, more nonsense. Just they just live on this bullshit. You probably will, and if you don't, you're either. So let's see what he's going to say.
If you don't, you're either deluded or immature. And you.
Oh, so it's a sign of immaturity that somehow you. Again, when it's exactly the opposite, that all the people that end up with kids, they end up with all these burdens and all these problems and become terrible parents. And that's why there's so many people now that are actually antinatalist. It's because of all this bad parenting, apparently. Because parents couldn't stop drinking or doing something else stupid. So what a pile of crap. Continuing, and you might say, well, no, the planet has too many people on it. You might say a lot of things. That would be just an excuse for me personally. I wouldn't want them whether there was plenty of room for them or not. It has too many assholes on it. I mean, the odds are my kid's just going to be another asshole. Why would I make an asshole? The universe doesn't need an asshole. Not another one. There's already plenty. Let's see.
You might say, well, no, the planet has too many people on it. It's like, yeah, whatever. Good luck with that.
So good luck with that is all he has to say to the grief and problems created by excess population, poverty, the shortage of resources and all of that. He just says, good luck with that. So the very thing he's talking against, which is the fact that a bunch of people have chosen a lifestyle he can't understand, and that's why he has to respond to it with this propaganda, he's claiming is impossible. Like, good luck with the idea that people can get along without having kids, when, yeah, they can get along just fine without having kids. And again, the entire comment section confirms this. I mean, it's like, really, 95% of the comments? I mean, I didn't do a real statistical. Are people confirming that, yes, having kids is stupid, having kids didn't work, I didn't want them, I'm glad I don't have them, I'm very happy I didn't have them, I wouldn't, it's all affirming the fact that it's really easy to live a rich and interesting life without having kids. It's a perfectly viable alternative to being a slave to the responsibilities you create. And then if you're not going to live up to those responsibilities, you are, in fact, evil. And a lot of people have chosen not to be evil. They've said, look, I know, I'm not going to be a good enough parent. I don't want to spend, 95% of my day worrying about whether I have put covers over all the outlets, whether I have, made provision for you know, him secretly doing drugs or doing this or doing that or being involved with the wrong kind or, you know, venturing across the railroad tracks. You know, who wants to spend their intellectual capital on that, you know, pet management? You know, no, too ridiculous. Let's see, every one of your ancestors reproduced. Yeah, well, right, am I supposed to say all my ancestors were really great and interesting and super smart people? Would that be the lie I'm supposed to be thinking? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, they were idiots. Connivers, wheeler dealers, they're successful. They survived and they succeeded and all that kind of stuff. And usually probably by exploiting someone or something to do it.
Single one of your ancestors reproduced in an unending procession lasting three and...
So, of course, it is endable. And, you know, this whole idea that it's not going to end is retarded. So it will end. You will, you assholes, you pro-lifers, will sentence some number of billions of people to die in some horrible way when... the, you know, the last asteroid hits or the whatever. But yeah, the universe doesn't really give a shit about living things being in it, and it's not going to change its routine to satisfy the desires of these humans to think they are eternal. You won't be eternal. No thing is eternal in the universe. It is recycled. It's ground up back into elemental product, and there's absolutely very little expectation, any reasonable expectation, that it will ever create this fish again. Really, zero chance. Talking fish, it's not really the blueprint of the universe. All right.
The 500 million years, and they're all wrong, and you're right. I don't think so.
And they're all wrong, and you're right. So your aunt, he's claiming the ancestors had kids because they had a really insightful and deep understanding of what it is to be a living creature on planet Earth. When, of course, they had ignorant, superstitious, moronic notions. For thousands of years, they were throwing their virgins into volcanoes. They were so fucking clueless. And this idiot is going to really sit there and preach that somehow I should behave like those monkeys. All right. I mean, the morons who are sitting in the stands watching them feed Christians to the lions. That's how I should behave. Oh, too ridiculous. Right now, I mean, Islam is full of morons that are doing what he says human beings should do. You know, and what does it get? Garbage. All right, and they're all wrong and you're right. I don't think so. Well, you don't think much, frankly. You don't have much of a brain. You're a really small-minded, petty little weasel of a human being. And it is just by the most bizarre circumstance that you have any, that anyone even notices you as a human being. You know, it just happens that, yeah, just at the right time, your putrid, horrid rhetoric, okay, was at all convenient because, yeah, a few things were getting a little nutty. You know, open borders and please make any excuse possible to claim that you need, you know, you have special entitlement rights. So all of a sudden, every human's entitled to everything. You know, give me $1 billion worth of Band-Aids because I'm a cripple and I need $1 billion worth of Band-Aids. And yeah, that became a little bit ridiculous. And so this asshole got somewhere because people got a little sick of all the... not, you know, the nonsense of some liberal ideology. A small fraction of liberal thinkers were silly whack jobs, and they got a little bit out of control, and this guy became the great whack job slayer. Yeah.
You just listened to a soundbite of Dr. Jordan Peterson sharing his opinion about people who choose not to have kids. Aside from the fact...
Yes, well, everything he chooses to opine on is moronic, so should hear him opine on how animals aren't feeling sentient beings. They're things that God says we're supposed to just torment and eat. What an asshole. All right, I guess we can get rid of the extra whatever closed captioning. Yeah, I'll get rid of that. I won't cheat.
Yeah. I find the judgmental undertone of his rant a bit repulsive. I can't help but think.
What's repulsive is that it rings true for any of the morons on this planet still, that people are still so intellectually dim that they would actually say something like, well, I think your ancestors were really smart. You know, people 100 or 200 or 500 years ago really had a great grasp of reality. You know, why they watched all their kids die. That they were so empathetic, you know. Yeah, right. Oh, disgusting.
Basing this on what? Peterson argues that all of our ancestors reproduced for billions of years, along with this claim.
Yes, well, it is true that, you know, we all are the byproduct of the things that did survive the plague and did survive this and did survive that. So my ancestors did somehow navigate through all these little trap doors. By somehow probably shoving somebody else down the trap door, okay? They survived the tigers by, you know, making somebody else stand in front of them. So my ancestors are probably some pretty suck-ass fuckers.
That if you don't want children, you are deluded and immature. He uses the actions of our ancestors as an argument to support his view.
Okay, yes, well, really dumb, you know, I would agree.
That having children is the right course of action. This argument totally ignores the fact that many people who lived before us did not reproduce.
Wait a minute. You know, not our personal ancestors, but I get his point, okay, that a large percentage of the children produced by our ancestors, that is, my great-great-great-grandfather or something, maybe he had 10 kids. Oh, no, I don't even have to go back that far, actually. I didn't realize that, you know, I actually have a good point to make in this sense. I ended up being the last of our male line, okay? And my father was the last, and he had one son, and so I'm the last. But you go back two generations before that, and they had 6 sons. And 5 of them died in wars. 5 of them. I mean, you know. So, you know, it just kind of illustrates the point that, yes, we exist by just luck. Dumb luck. By dumb people. So, clearly, it's just all this dice rolling that took place. And we're just happened to be related to the ones that got the luckier rolls. And that's it. Nothing else. Nothing called good judgment was involved. And these were, again, people who would watch their kid die of polio and then say, well, let's try again. Let's see if we can kill another one. Again, not the kind of... I don't know whether you insult somebody's intelligence or, you know, when you're insulting somebody's capacity to empathize, whether that is directly connected to an insult of the intelligence, or you must also include the statement that what a dumb fucker, but cruel and dumb. I mean, dumb and cruel, cruel and dumb. You know, which one comes first? Hard to say.
Were all these people wrong? Were people like Isaac Newton, Ludwig von Beethoven, Leonardo da Vinci, and Jane Austen all wrong?
yeah, you could point out lots of the scientists, frankly, of the last couple of hundred years did not have big families. Now, the exception that's kind of funny, you know, sadly funny, is Darwin. Okay, so Darwin, you know, besides the fact that, you know, he was home a lot after he got done doing his research. So I shouldn't say more than that, but he did. Trying to think when he took off on the Beagle. And I guess it was before he started having a family. So it is kind of weird that somebody who, you know, went around the world, saw all this, you know, kind of was revealing a kind of cruel truth, the red in tooth and claw kind of idea that he would go home and end up having 8 kids. You know, it just doesn't make much sense. But again, that could be the wife and the fact that they had money. And this is what, you know, he just wanted to keep her busy, maybe. I don't know. And then the irony also was that his favorite child died of scarlet fever, I believe. And it hit him pretty hard. But again, that's all in hindsight, right? So that's too late. It's too late for him to learn lessons, you know, and see the grief he is invited with the reckless behavior. But anyway, it is a weird exception. But frankly, in a lot of ways, Darwin wasn't. Darwin was a bookkeeper. You know, he didn't even have he almost didn't have a deep passion for his own subject. It's like he didn't even want to be the person to explain evolution. And it's in the context where his grandfather actually believed in evolution before seeing all the evidence. So his grandfather already thought it was a high likelihood that the human organism was in fact just a variety, you know, of the shit that exists. And, you know, that was already a theory before Darwin. And the only thing Darwin really added was a compilation of all the evidence and putting it in one big pile and saying, look at this big pile of evidence. You really can't draw any other reasonable conclusion.
Good and immature. While at the same time, my former pot-smoking downstairs neighbor on welfare with 4 kids and a 5th one on the way.
Yeah, and you know, this is just ruining politics in so many real ways. Because, you know, the people who have empathy for these people in the sense that, you know, this is just such a sloppy and stupid way to live. Are now ending up some percentage of them defending them as if their lifestyle and their choices are somehow valid and reasonable and that we shouldn't do something to really discourage it. I mean, strongly discourage it, like it's some sort of lifestyle choice to be a welfare whore. And, you know, people should have the legitimate right to choose to be a welfare whore, you know, some kind of crap like that. You know, and then this whole placating all of this third world politics, you know, people who have soiled and destroyed their own country, and it's okay for them to come here and ruin this one too. You know, because they really don't want to hear that you have to be responsible. You know, that you can't be a selfish cunt and have 17 kids.
Hey, throwing diapers and cigarettes over the balcony is, quote-unquote, right? Let's clarify something.
In defense of Jordan Peterson, his whole reason why he has some fame is because he pointed out how, no, that isn't right. You know, but again, he's going to defend people having kids after they get a job and after they get an education when that's not when they're going to have kids. So that's totally not going to happen. People aren't going to make the same choices people made in the 50s, the 1950s. No. They have the internet now, and they have a whole understanding of how taxes work and how the whole system works, and they know they're better off not doing that.
Not against having kids. I'm not against marriage. Not at all. What I'm rebelling against is the phenomenon of should-haves, should-bes, and should-dos.
Well, whatever. I'm all for a hell of a lot of those things. It's just the right ones, of course. You should be intelligent, you should be reasonable, you should do your research, you should think about it before you do it. There's lots of good shoulds. What you shouldn't be is a dumb fucktard.
Often based on questions.
An ignorant fucktard. You should avoid being an ignorant fucktard. A reckless fucktard. Yeah, reckless fucktards, nobody needs one of those. So don't try to sell one. All right, so just an observation, you know, about the video. I guess we're still in the intro. Interesting. Yeah, it's perfectly okay video, all right. It does this image thing, which people like, and all of that crap. And so he's doing a little bit of talking, but you do wonder, you know, just as someone who knows absolutely nothing about the channel, you just wonder what the hell this guy said sometime in the past that got him 2.13 million subscribers. What did he say to do that? Interesting.
objectionable argument. And questioning those people, speaking from a position of authority, telling other people what to do.
Yes, dogmatists. So yes, people who tell other people what to do based on silly crap like, well, your ancestors did it. Didn't it work out just fine? Watching all the lemmings jump off the cliff? You really do kind of keep wanting to do that, don't you? You just want to get as many lemmings to jump off the cliff as possible. Let's kill as many as we can. Let's kill as many babies and children as possible. Let's make as many reckless humans with no life, you know, that can commit suicide and stuff. Yeah, let's do that. That's really smart. Yeah, it's really stupid.
And how to live. And that if you don't do as they say, you're deluded, immature, wrong, evil, toxic, weird, whatever.
That's okay, as long as they have an argument, okay? As long as they can back it up with something more than, well, your daddy did it. Yeah. So why should make his mistakes? Oh, and especially, you know, I could argue in my case where I actually did get my parents to admit that if they knew what they knew once they, you know, after, if they knew what the consequences were going to be, that they have to watch their one of their daughters die very harsh and brutally. And all the other stuff that goes with marriage, you know, how it kind of does drive a wedge between the parents. It does kind of screw up the whole romantic adventure thing. It does, you know, it does diminish the fun. It takes away all, you know, half your vacation time. It does a lot of things to diminish the quality of your life. You don't eat as good. You don't get to do anything as good. These kids are really expensive. To take care of them appropriately is very expensive. For them to have good clothes, you kind of have to have shittier clothes. It's just the way it has to work.
But when society believes something is good, does it necessarily mean it's true?
Well, the fact that what democracies think is a reasonable way to live and a reasonable thing to be doing is just almost laughable from my perspective. So yeah, no thank you. I mean, just no thank you to any aspect of living their life, you know, their fanny pack, whatever this is, you know, kind of, yeah, no thank you. I don't want anything to do with their little double archy life, you know, their little McDonald's on a 50-foot pole life. No thank you.
Is it wrong to live life differently? And what is life like when we go against the grain? Let's explore life without marriage, children, and other stuff we're supposed to have, the nature of social norms, and some existentialism.
Yes, well, whatever all that crap is. So let's I don't really think he's going to show up you know, at the nursing home with the people who are abandoned there and have children who never visit them versus the people who are abandoned there and never had children that never visit them. So, I mean, the fact that you have children that never visit you versus having children, not having children that never visit you. Yeah, like, whoa, that's a real different life, isn't it? I mean, the people in the nursing home who have kids, the people in the nursing home who didn't have kids, I'm sure their lives aren't that big of a difference. Especially when they don't even remember the kids they had, which is the other part of the irony. Oh, do you want to die alone? Well, a big giant percentage of people are dying without their own brain.
We believe in going the extra mile.
Poop.
I guess. Make sure that our boots will last for years to come. Every pair of Thursday boots are handcrafted.
Social norms greatly influence human behavior. It's like a...
Okay, so the fact that people are influenced by memes and jargon, you know, and quips and witticisms and little trite sayings, yeah, it's really more evidence why humans really don't deserve to live, because they have this big giant brain and they fill it with little plastic pink mush. Pathetic, really.
Set of software society installs on our systems collectively, largely during our formative years, but also throughout the rest of our lives. It's
Yeah, that's the tricky part. I really, I clearly didn't have to do this, like I was a big giant. Well, look, the transition from being a meat eater to being, a vegetarian was a real transition, okay? When I was just a bad habit, I had to get over the bad habit. I didn't want to make the transition, but I knew I had to, so I did. So it is doable. The addictions exist, and you just have to have enough of a reason to change the psychology, whether it's psychology or even whether it's physiology. You just have to have an incentive to say, well, I'm not going to continue doing something stupid.
The program that says we should not slap strangers in the face, or we should say thank you when we get a present, or we should marry and have children.
So that part I just don't get. I mean, some of these things are so obviously right, and some of them are so obviously bullshit and just made up. So I really don't see that as being that big a controlling feature in that many people's lives. All right, so this is sort of an interesting image in the sense that, you can first observe that if a kid does spend time thinking, doing education stuff, spending time solving problems, working stuff out, becoming intelligent, gaining knowledge, encyclopedia-type knowledge, they will figure out that life doesn't just happen, that you are involved in what happens, that it's not just dice roll, it's educated rolls of dice, okay? And that you can change the outcome by not rolling certain dice at all. And just a fact that you will control some of how this car navigates. That, yes, the steering is very sloppy. I mean, good intentions can get you into trouble. Lots of things can happen that won't be anything you can control. It's an icy surface, but if you know some of the rules, you can evade hitting a lot of trees and causing a lot of harm and all of that stuff. And it's all based on intelligence, a little bit of intelligence. And you can't undo intelligence. When something is intelligent, it can't be undone. It can't be made unaware of the risk. Once you know the 2 + 2 and the 3 × 3, you learn all that stuff, you learn that there is an equation, that life is an equation. And that all you have to do is put the right numbers in, and you get right numbers out, better numbers out. And that's what's missing, okay? It's not these memes that are controlling people, it's stupidity that's controlling people. So let's understand that. That nobody's sitting there going, first I'll do a biological, create a family when you grow up. I mean, somebody who goes to, gets an education isn't going to fall for that simplistic order, okay? And again, they do a little bit of thinking about what it means to be responsible for a family. Once they understand the obligation that you're going to have a decent employment, and you're going to have to be a slave to it, essentially, and you're going to have to do a lot of things you don't want to because otherwise your kids are going to be put in jeopardy. You're not going to be able to stand on your own feet anymore. You're going to have to be a cowtail and be a weasel to the orders of the man. And you're going to be controlled, and you're going to have the choke chain put around your neck. all those things are calculatable outcomes. And that's not even getting into all the calculatable outcomes of, gee, what am I doing when I'm having a kid? I'm rolling these dice, and what if it comes out broken? Do I want to spend the rest of my life a slave to, frankly, something dumber than your dog? Adult diapers? Come on. It's really just about the intelligence thing. And once people have that, they don't jump into this reckless endeavor of first recognizing that if you're going to do it, then you have to consider the genetics. You have to look at her grandfather and look at your grandfather and see if you got any hope of creating something better than that. So first off, you're doing this biological experiment where you're going to impose on somebody else these biological conditions and weaknesses. Maybe everybody on her side of the equation you know, dropped dead before they were 70, you know, had early onset Alzheimer's. Like Jordan Peterson, they somehow, you know, have to eat raw meat or they die. Some sort of wacky thing that they're, some silly condition they have, some you know, genetic immune disorder, some genetic psychological disorder. Jordan Peterson had plenty of that also. I mean, it's just amazing. He's just he's such an example of somebody who shouldn't breed. But anyway, you know, so first you're doing a biological experiment, and then on top of that, this little, you know, pink-haired thing is supposed to think, am I a software engineer? I mean, do I really know how to program a human robot? Do I have any knowledge of how exactly miserable I should make it so it's empathetic, or should I make it totally confident and comfortable so then it becomes an asshole? Do I know how to balance all of those experiences so I can make a human being that has some sort of character? Because I'm not going to make a human being with character without watching it cry, you know, without its hurt feelings being hurt, without it knowing what it's like to not win. It has to know failure to have any appreciation for victory. And to do it gracefully at all, they have to know. So, I mean, is that what you're going to send your kid to? And you know how to do that programming? You know just the amount of pain to cause your kid so he can appreciate its existence without being insensitive or being crippled? You know, crippled by empathy or insensitive? You know, how do you balance between the two outcomes? The perpetrator and the victim. You know how to do that. Little kids know how to do that. No, they don't. And it's only ignorant ones who think they do.
So these social norms and conventions, which are mostly ingrained in the cultures and societies we live in, tell us what we're supposed to...
All right, so we know it's not the culture I live in. We know that this is not enough. This didn't have any effect. Once you got into the 60s, the whole hippie revolution, the whole, you know, Pepsi generation, whatever, the Dr. Peppers, whatever, lots of people saying, I don't have to worry about any of that crap. I can be gay, I can be this, I can be that, fuck all this shit. I don't have to be any, I don't have to wear the uniform, okay? I just have to be a decent human being, give a shit about others, be considerate, all of that stuff. I just have to have some manners, okay? That's the extent of my obligations, to be obedient to any Borg. So all of that got broken, you know, a long time ago. And it's only the really crudely stupid and backward cultures that this traditional stuff has any play, where they still bow to totem poles. So again, you can't really use that argument. And again, even in those countries, it's only the dumbasses. The dumber they are, the more they breed, okay? Smart people don't go out, you know, whoring for babies, you know. They just don't.
Have, be, and do. We often see that if a person doesn't comply with these norms, at least for a significant part, then he is seen as a weirdo, an outsider, and sometimes even...
Well, see, that's something, if you're going to program a kid, you got to program not to give a shit about that eventually. Because if they're going to be exceptional, they're going to be a weirdo. If they're going to do anything brilliant, they're going to be a weirdo. It's just a fact. If you devote yourself to something, then you're going to miss all the other bullshit. You're going to be behind. You're not going to know when groovy is a groovy word. You know, you're not going to know all that crap because you spent your time learning how to be a ballerina or something, or learning how to do something proficiently. So you're always going to be a weirdo and an outsider if you do anything exceptional. So if you have no hope that your kid's going to be exceptional and do something great, then yeah, make them uncomfortable being a weirdo. So it doesn't work. Again, it's just and again, this is more, I'd argue, this is psychological baggage that comes with it, but it doesn't cause it. Okay, people don't have kids because there's all this kind of pressure to have them. There's no pressure for most of the people who are 16 years old having babies, starting to have kids when they're that young. There's no pressure to have kids at that age. So that's sort of just bullshit. You know, you pay the price after you make the decision, not before.
A threat. But just because something is the norm, does that automatically make it a good idea to follow it?
I don't know what this has to do with anything. Let's see. The norm here is having slave midgets. They're all kind of short. And so these are all midgets that have been enslaved by the rag factory. I don't know. Yeah. Women do all the work and the men play instruments. So yeah, it's a nice painting, but I don't get the relevance. I'm sorry, don't get it.
Let's explore the notion that one should have children, for example.
Yeah, it really isn't part of it. So we know nobody's doing it that way. That's not what the problem. The problem isn't that people sit around and say, "What should I do?" No, the problem is they're reckless slobs, okay? And they don't even ask themselves the question. They just say something stupid like, "Well, I shouldn't pay any attention to biology, and I'll pretend it's okay to have sex without the condom, and I'll pretend this is okay, and we'll get away with it." That kind of crap. They get drunk, for fuck's sake. Kids aren't made in intellectual singularities, you know. They're not made because people had some brilliant idea.
Again, aside from having children being a natural occurrence, and I would say that it's also a
Yes, it's like farting. You know, I mean, and you really should do it appropriately. And frankly, so yes, you should understand these simple biological facts. And again, how many kids are actually born to people who really don't understand how the biology works, that you really can't cheat the system, that it's, you know, if the day of the week has a W in it and the month has an F in it, you know, it's impossible to get pregnant. You know, some kind of weird superstitious notion about how it works. I mean, how many people have been the byproduct of that kind of stupidity? You know, some man, you know, gives her a little, liquors her up a little bit, and then tells her some silly fable about how, you know, my sperm aren't old enough yet. They don't make babies.
Natural occurrence not to have them. It's also a norm in most societies. It has been for a long time. Although times are changing.
Yeah, no, they're dramatically, completely, radically changed. Nobody does this crap anymore, okay? You don't basically buy a woman, okay, in the sense that women don't have any future without a man in the past. They couldn't own property. They had no future. They had to be owned by a man or they were doomed. So you got to find yourself somebody, and then you got to do this, you have this obligation to produce his children. You know, that's what people were, that's how the people were enslaved. That's how they lived. Boy, this little girl is kind of homely here. Oh, she isn't too attractive either. None of these people are very attractive. So none of these people should have bred. They should have all looked in the mirror and said, "Oh, fuck, I'm not going to impose this on anybody." I look like a midget again. Somebody just paints very small people. Nothing against midgets. I'm just, you know, just you do notice, that's all. Dogs are very small, too. Why wouldn't this dog be the little greyhound here? You know, might eat this little dog. But anyway, these paintings are a little distracting, frankly. They really don't keep me on the subject. Pouring the wine here, you know, to liquor them up some more so they can make some fatally stupid mistake. And obviously these are the lobster eaters, so these aren't, you know, these are the people who have bought themselves a woman. And, you know, the whole point of prodigy is, you know, just to have something to own your empire.
Most people generally consider it a step we eventually take during our lives. It's also a norm to do.
So again, I know that really, it really doesn't exist anymore. I really don't see how that pressure ever existed, frankly. And I'm saying this from the perspective of somebody who, yeah, I did hear a few times how, "Well, you're the last, you know, last one of the line," so? What does that mean? I mean, is that supposed to mean something to me? You know, it doesn't mean anything to me.
This within the framework of a family. So, people across the board, consider finding a partner, getting married, and having children the right course of action.
Yeah, I just don't think they think about it in those kind of ways. I mean, they think about, you know, getting a nice fuckable, and then they just get sloppy. And, you know, frankly, you know, I mean, you couldn't just go to the store and buy a condom back then, you know. Yeah, just a fact. And so, you know, it was sort of a bummer that, oh, you mean I could never have sex because, frankly, we can never be sure she ain't going to get pregnant? And what the hell is, these people are all shaped very funny. These must be all paintings by the same guy because they're all funny-shaped people.
Of course, this differs per country, religious group, etc. In the Netherlands.
Yes, it does. It differs incredibly. And the fact is, again, it just has to do with education. So give people an IQ test and you'll find out that there's this huge correlation between the more knowledge they have acquired, the less interest they have in making babies.
For example, marriage is less common these days than in, let's say, Indonesia. And I would guess that atheists generally marry less frequently than Muslims. But still, having children is normal. It's an expected step in one's life.
It's an obligation, they could say. So it's not even an accepted step. I don't even know if they're truly accepting it in some way, besides saying, okay, this is how we have to live in this dopey, cruel, idiotic, moronic, closed, narrow, silly society run by these mullahs who will kill you if you suggest something else. So you can't even make a peep about, well, maybe we should do it a little different. Now you're dead. You can't even finish that sentence in these countries without being killed.
But does that mean having children is better than remaining child-free?
Obviously, there's just absolute zero indication their lives are better. So, shit, they look awful and horrible. I mean, their best Christmas present they get is a real stick made out of wood. Because there is no wood, because they cut down every tree in existence. There's not another tree for thousands of miles, and so they have a stick made out of wood they got for Christmas. Now they can hit themselves in the head with the stick. Yeah, that's the fun they're having. You know, and of course going to the dog and cockfights. Because, you know, getting splattered with animal blood is part of the fun.
Let's go back into the past, to the period just after the Second World War.
Oh, if we must. So again, you know, I don't know if you really need to do this, okay? We know that there was a huge cultural revolution in the 60s, not the 40s, the 60s. The 40s were actually pretty regressive. It's like, you know, people had gotten very liberal in the 20s, okay? I mean, you know, they weren't worrying about who was a homo. They weren't worried about who was this. Nobody worried about any of that crap, okay? Everything was pretty loosey-goosey. You know, be what you are. Do what you want, you know. And it was the 40s after the war where they all showed up in the long skirts again and, you know, everything in wool. And, you know, they become caterpillars again. So they went from being butterflies in the 20s and they turned back into caterpillars in the 40s.
The time my grandparents were about to start a family. At that time, having children was so routine that the local pastor would visit their house every year to see if new babies were coming.
Oh, whatever. I don't even know if that anecdote means much. So he knew when the baby happening was happening or something? Did he bless the fornication? Jesus.
He was kind of the local Jordan Peterson of that time, shaming people into having children, not by calling them deluded and immature if they didn't, but bad Christians, which...
Well, I mean, that is just kind of hilarious, like I said. I mean, you know, these people are so distant from reality. How can somebody take them that seriously? It's nice that they stand at their podiums and make silly little speeches, but does anybody really have any real respect for them? Does anybody say, oh yeah, I want to live as a fake celibate. You know, I'll just pretend I'm celibate. Oh, come on, too silly. Ridiculous, actually.
Especially for my very religious grandmother, was an effective shaming tactic. she eventually gave birth to 11 children.
Right, and she didn't do it because she got shamed into it. She did it because she was ignorant, and she really didn't have any choices, and she didn't have any imagination of living a better life. She was a silly person.
Which resulted in countless grandchildren, including yours truly. In terms of expanding the population, an understandable goal just after the war, 11 children is a great accomplishment. However, economic reasons also played a role. The more children there were, the more hands could contribute to the family income. For example, my grandparents sent my uncles to the factories at young age. Although in the West, this practice is luckily something of the past, there is a functionality aspect of having children that still lingers, which is that they serve to provide companionship for the parents. Hence, we hear comments like, "You'll end up alone and miserable," or, "What are you going to do when you're 60 and have no children?"
So again, this really doesn't affect anybody who has a life beyond being ignorant. Like I said, if they have some intelligence, they'll find something to be interested in. They'll even find hobbies. I mean, they don't even have to be constructive interests where they actually are doing something to improve society or, you know, banging on rocks and seeing what kind of minerals are in them. You know, they don't have to be scientists, but, you know, they'll find that they enjoy playing polo or some kind of dopey thing, and they really don't need kids.
Run to visit you. So, in the...
All right, just a moment, please. All right, I had some time to think. Yeah, and just thinking about everything you touch, you know, everything you love, care about in any kind of genuine way, will be somehow any contact. It will be broken. Their hand will be pulled out of your hand. You just don't need to see it too often, too many times, and those scars are deep. You know, the cut was deep, the wound was deep, and the scar just sits there reminding you every day, as if it was, you could hear your heart beating, you know, in the scar. It's there all the time, telling you, just constantly a reminder of how much you pay for this, how expensive existence is. And clearly, in any kind of context, it's going to give you lots of pause in initiating, you know, another version, another story where there's going to be a tragic end. Love lost and love destroyed and just dismal, horrid destruction. The dragon will come and all the houses will burn. You know, it's just not going to, you're not going to win. And the things you care about aren't going to win. And that lesson can be learned early or late, I guess, is the part of the argument. You can watch somebody you care about as a kid die badly, and it can impress you or not. And I guess I would argue that if you really cared, if you grew any real attachment, that's enough. You don't need an argument to be made by somebody to explain life's just too expensive. Those memories are something you couldn't possibly say, let's make more of that. No. Not possible. I don't think. I think you have to be callous, and you have to be a user, and people have to be merely a convenience. If you really cared about anybody, you can't watch them destroyed and say, it was worth it. Can't do it.
Anyways, we see the projected benefits of having children. They can take care of us, keep us company, help to maintain the family, etc.
I can't even imagine having any of those thoughts. I mean, the last thing that would ever come into my mind about having kids was what I'm going to get out of it. My fear was completely based on my inability to pull it off, to be able to guarantee enough functionality to provide, you know, a future. And never even occurred to me to start contemplating what I get out of it.
But what about the downsides?
But I can't imagine what I could possibly get out of it, frankly. It just doesn't even enter my imagination what I could possibly gain.
One downside people don't like talking about is the suffering that comes with bringing people into existence. A child didn't ask to be here.
So I'm glad they got into this little bit of philosophy. So it's more than just being childless. It's having some sort of perspective about how the universe works. And that, you know, realistically, these are just all stories that all end tragically. It's all Romeo and Juliet. You know, they didn't have a necessarily bad life, you know, considering. Would it have been better if they had kids and then died? I mean, when was the right time for, you know, Romeo to get Alzheimer's and Juliet to get cancer? I mean, you know, the end is already a written part of the story. There is no happily ever after. There's cancer and death ever after. That's what this should have written on it. Cancer and death ever after.
He partakes in a contract he never got to sign. He just got part of the deal, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, and the consent argument is just so monstrously huge, because you just know that the probable outcomes are include, okay, it's on the dice, that your kid will not be happy. That's on the dice as one of the possible roles, that he'll just not like being alive and not like you and not like the whole game and find it all tedious and annoying. And that's a possible outcome. And you have to consider whether you're willing to impose that.
Your child may actually live a miserable life, perhaps a life full of depression and addiction as a result of the many bad things happening to him. All that to accommodate the parents' happiness and well-being.
Right, gigantic price paid, and what's for what? For stuff that you can't change. I mean, it's just like, you know, this is, you can't evade the price, and it's built into the structure, and that's the way the stories go. That's the way time and the universe and evolution happen. And for what? For what song and dance? For exactly what part of this story haven't we already done before? Is somebody really going to write that new a story that's so spectacular it was worth all the bad stories that are going to have to be written? Come on, too ridiculous.
Isn't that a bit selfish? Furthermore, having children doesn't even guarantee the benefits parents imagine.
Well, it doesn't guarantee any of the benefits they imagine, frankly. There's none. I mean, you know, I knew some people, you know, we had neighbors, friends of my father and mother, and, you know, their only daughter died when she was 16. And, yeah, I mean, you can't even imagine the devastation. Yeah. And it's all worth it? There's something else we're doing that just makes that worth it, huh? Some one of you religious kooks have some theory that we're doing something so precious that it's worth paying that price over and over again. Sorry, that sounds like complete idiotic nonsense. Yeah, sorry, can't make any sense out of that at all. You're really stupid.
What if you're 60 and you have children, but they hardly ever visit you? In that case, you not only lack the visits of children, just like those who never had them, but you also grieve about the fact you have children, but they never visit you.
Yeah, and you have to live with the fact of why and the mistakes you made and all the regrets you could have. And, you know, every single, you know that your own life is full of mistakes. And can you really afford to make mistakes with children without that really hurting you? You know, I mean, making a mistake, even making a mistake and, you know, you have a pet or something, you may, you know, you step on its paw or something. I mean, you know, that's going to be devastating enough. But I mean, you know, there's so many miscalculations that are possible, and you're just opening yourself up to a huge amount of grief and sadness regarding all of that should have been that wasn't, because nobody told you better, or nobody explained, or nobody warned you. Instead, they just hyped a bunch of bullshit and sold you a very dangerous plan, you know, a life plan that was really just nonsense, a bunch of fables about how wonderful everything's going to turn out.
The antinatalists go even further, saying that bringing children into this world leads to undeniable, inevitable suffering.
That's not really going further. You pretty much already said that. So, you know, he's just trying to pretend. but what they say is that the people who do it are bad people. I mean, it's a bad decision. It makes you a bad person. I mean, whether it's a negligent homicide or, you know, willful or sloppy or whatever word you want to put on it, but it's going to be a disparaging word. You're not doing what you should do, which is acknowledge what is taking place, that you are in fact willing to torture people to get what you want. Go ahead and say those words and be honest. Quit pretending it's not your fault when it's clearly all your fault. They're suffering in the world because of these pro-life morons. No other reason.
For these children. And thus, the best, most empathetic thing to do would be not to have children in the first place.
It's the only ethical thing to do. There's no ethical right to impose. You already pointed out the lack of consent. Right there, you're done. And then on top of that, you're saying, I'm going to violate consent and I'm going to put short straws in kids' pockets. I'm going to give them cancer. But I don't have the guts to actually inject the cancer. I'm going to let nature do it. But it's the same damn thing. It's just, you pulled the trigger. The fact that the bullet moves a little funny and, you know, you can't quite tell what direction it came from doesn't change the fact you pulled the trigger.
Not having children prevents these unborn sentient beings from suffering. If you're interested, I've made an in-depth...
Yes, you don't make victims and you don't make perpetrators. And those are the only two things you can make, victims and perpetrators. So, great idea not to make victims and not to make perpetrators. Very good plan.
...depth video on antinatalism. But not just for the children, also for the supposed parents. Having children could not always be the best idea. What if one or both of the parents deals with mental illness or addiction problems, and having children...
Well, what if they just have some kind of physical disabilities or physical genetic disorders, weaknesses, let's just call them, and they're going to force their kids to overcome that. This rather famous scientist who was, you know, born with a crooked spine. He had dwarfism and... it's a physical mess, and he was the fourth generation. His great grandfather imposed it on his great grandfather. Great great grandfather imposed it, and he chose not to impose it. Because he was smart. Scientist. He was smart. He was educated. Okay, unlike the previous generations, he had developed a little bit of character by understanding how the world works.
Is just too much of a responsibility. What if the parent has ambitions that don't mix well with having children? For example, what if...
Yeah, they're too distracted. And what if they, they're kind of greedy and, you know, they want a better life and all this other stuff. And so they're not going to spend nearly enough time working on the software. Their project isn't going to get the attention it needs. And its software is going to go all kinds of wacky and make all kinds of mistakes that can never be undone. And it's just a tragedy of the slop in which people are raised in. The lack of attention to the important details.
My grandmother actually wanted to be a war correspondent. In that case, having 11 children would have prevented her from fulfilling her dreams. And what if you just don't like children?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a dream. So again, you can say it, but I just don't buy it. But whatever. Who forced her to have the kids again? The minister? I mean, come on. Come on. Too ridiculous.
But
what if you could...
She just made a mistake, an uninformed, silly choice. And that's what makes babies. Uninformed, silly, bad decisions. And commercials.
See a visual image of what's back there. Well, that's what this company says they can do. And I've set this up to have all kinds of...
But you'll end up alone.
Just, you're room. Watching this commercial. You're just saying, who's thought this was a good idea? We'll have old-timer daughter header, you know, do a video. I mean, it's you'd have more trust if Barney the Dinosaur was selling you the damn, you know, wall x-ray machine. Ugh, I mean, that was just hilarious. I don't know how this technology works, but somehow you put it on the wall and it magically makes everything visible. Yeah, well, yeah. Sure, I'm going to buy it because he says so.
There is scientific evidence that shows that people without children are generally happier than people who are parents.
Well, this really shouldn't be the argument, okay? Whether you're happy or being a meat eater or not isn't, you know, the point. So a lot of things, that's really not the subject. Yeah, the subject, what's right and what's wrong. And it's wrong to be an imposer, and it's certainly wrong when the imposition is obviously tainted with all kinds of danger and risk. You don't give people the gift of polio. You just don't do it. It's not a good gift.
Other research suggests that single people can be as satisfied as those in relationships. I quote,
I really wouldn't bother quoting a bunch of psychological gibberish, but whatever. Let's go survey people and ask them if they like being what they are. You know, oh yeah, sure, that goes far. You get lots of honest answers. You know, go ask men how big their penises is and see if you get real answers.
In one study published in 2022, hundreds of men and women were surveyed about what makes single life attractive, and they rated the top benefits as having more time for themselves, being able to focus on their goals, and not having anyone else dictate their actions.
They should just say, not being scared to death. Not spending every moment of my life scared to death that I haven't protected my children well enough. That some random drive-by shooter can get a bullet through the wall and hit my daughter. I haven't done enough to prevent this shit from happening. I haven't done enough to stop the world from hurting them in some way. Just dread at the actual thought of me having to take responsibility for every fucking thing that happens to them. And that it's going to be my goddamn fault, ultimately, if bad does happen, because somehow I didn't anticipate it. I should have, and I didn't. And that's going to be a fact. Shit's going to happen to the kid, and it's going to be clearly seen in hindsight that you could have done something and you didn't do it. And you have to live with that for the rest of your fucking miserable shit life. And assholes who have gone through these experiences will actually defend people having children recklessly. They'll actually defend it. Even though right now they're sitting there saying, oh yeah, I totally get that, you know, I have to get drunk every night because that's the only way I can live with the guilt. You know, and they'll still be pro-lifers. Jordan Peterson, you know, complete failure. Ugh. Just amazing bullshit. All right, so we'll call that a video. It's halfway. You know, maybe we'll play the rest. Lots of things I say maybe we'll do, and I don't do them. But, you know, it's an interesting take on the subject. And again, I'll have to do some research and figure out why this channel is so popular. It is curious. What did he say in some other video to get him 2.13 million subscribers? It's a lot of subscribers. You got to say something. An awful lot of people want to hear for you to have those kind of numbers. So anyway, till the next time and such. You got to do something. I mean, I don't know what it is. Like I said, there's no like hot chicks here. I mean, this is the internet. You're just kind of saying, what the hell did this guy do to gain such a broad audience. Anyway, all right. Till the next time and such. Really, that really is enough, I think, for now. And so, till the next time, this has been DoNotGod.com. Really, that solves the problem. No God? Oh, then the universe is really a dark and cold and brutal and nasty place where the mass murder of children is perfectly acceptable. Yuck. Yuck. Ew. Oof. Ew. That's really dismal.